I believe it's $1,679 with some, I believe there's some batteries involved. There's the solar panels. I believe they have a controller. I'm not sure how good it was. I just happened to see that for the first time today. But anyways, before you buy the controllers, before you buy the panels, run it through somebody that knows what they're doing, that's been doing it for 15, 20 years. And that's why I suggest the 12-volt DC group. I've been thinking about doing some for camping. I have a small solar panel, and I've just been playing with it. I have it actually in the window here, charging up a couple small 12-volt field lead acids. The only thing I have in it, of course, is since the panel is so small, I have a voltage diode so the voltage doesn't reverse and run through the panel. That's usually not a problem. But I have no controller, nothing else. Well, of course, when you have a panel that will produce an amp and you have it hooked into a, 3 or 4 35-amp-hour batteries, you're never going to cook them, especially when it's not even aiming at the sun correctly. It's just stuck to a window with some suction cups. Anybody else have any questions, ideas, opinions? This is Antolio.
KC2AWX. Yeah. On my apartment, I had for years a solar panel that heated up my hot water system. And it was great during the summer. And during the winter, when it's cloudy, it worked half capacity. And what was nice about it, were my three sons would take a shower and enjoy the hot water, and their poor father would go into the shower, turn it the water on, and I'd get ice water, and I'd have to wait at least 2 hours for the water to heat up. But that's life. But what I used to do during the summer, at least once a year, climb up to the roof of the house and spray water on the solar panels and wash the dust and crud off of it. And Richard is right about that one aspect. KC2AWX, back to Nectron Control.
I'm back.
Okay, Gordon, back to you and to Oya.
Well, that was interesting. I actually got to listen to a little bit of that. So Costco has a setup of some indeterminate quality for about $1,600, huh? That's a little interesting. Every so often I'm going to precipitously unkey because I'm coughing. Anyway, that sounds pretty neat. Anybody else have anything to follow on about this solar power business? Okie doke. Well, I have a question for the net. Can I have a question for the net? Noel, is it okay?
I don't know. You seem to have most of the answers, but we'll let you go with this one. N2OYO.
Oh, man. Ouch. 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 Tonight I do. But always. Alrighty. I'm looking at a THF6 handy talkie that had a SMA to BNC adapter in it, and the adapter flexed. The good news is that it flexed. The bad news is the center pin didn't, and the center pin is now sheared off and filling the receptacle of the center of the female SMA on the top of the handy talkie. It is below grade. As you know, the center pin gets grabbed by the receptacle of the female and doesn't want to come out readily. I've tried gently and not so gently tapping the radio to see if I can get it to unbudge. Not happening. Looking for ways to resolve this dilemma. Anybody have any suggestions? Call K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2SST. Not only am I checking in, but I do have a possible solution for you. If you take a small paperclip, and you might have to search around to find one of small wire diameter, straighten it out and put the smallest bit of super glue on the tip and gently touch it to the middle of that center pin. wait a few moments, then you might be able to pull it out. Of course, obviously you have to watch out for getting super glue on any of the Teflon or plastic insulation. But that might work. KGBAR, this is KC2SST.
Okay, KC2SST, your name please?
Gordon, it's Chuck Lepkin.
Congratulations, Chuck. Very nice. You're on the air. Does that mean both Lampkin sons are on the air? Only one now.
Only one, but my father is sitting right here spending some time preparing lessons for work.
Ah, it's a good thing. I'm glad someone... the school district of the borough of Dumont is still getting their money's worth?
Actually, the township of Wayne now.
Oh, okay. Very good. So he's working over where Jerry Losave used to work. He was out that way, I thought. Oh, no, he lives there. He doesn't work in Wayne. Anyway, he's another ham, but you don't hear him on the air. Well, congratulations, Chuck. That's excellent. Welcome to Ham Radio. Well, James and John are both licensed. They're KC2, SQV and KC2NZC, respectively. And Jeremy is now working on his ticket, so that's kind of neat as well. I like that super glue idea. I didn't at first, but I think at this point we're in the mode of, if that fails, then no harm done. The next thing's going to be try to drill it out with a jeweler's drill, and after that, just replace the connector and the heck with it. So, I think we're in that mode where that approach is worth consideration. Alrighty, thank you for that. Anybody else, please call KTBAR.
W2VVV.
There were two stations. They have VVV, and who was the other station?
AB2VE.
Very good. In order, W2VVV first.
Gordon, I believe you said this was a female BNC connector or other type of antenna connector?
A female SMA with the male pin broken off and below grade inside.
Okay, SMA might be a little different, but I have found sometimes, I saw that happen once on a BNC connector, a female BNC connector. I was able to open up the radio, and it turned out that hole where the pin went in actually was a through hole. It wasn't a bottom clearance hole. It was a through hole. So what I was able to do was just push a needle in there and push it all the way out. I don't know if that's the same in your situation.
SMAs are not usually built that way, no. Unfortunately not. But that's a thought. If I have to go to the other side of this connector, I'm going to go in with a new connector, at least on my desk, even if I don't use it. AB2BE, what are your thoughts?
Buy another F6.
No, I already had one F6 incident recently. I accidentally gave mine away to a total stranger. I put it into the stuff bag of who I thought was the teacher for our in our school, and it was in a pile of stuff bags belonging to, I thought, people from our school, alas, it wasn't, and so someone is home with a THF-6 not knowing what the hell to do with it. So I already made that mistake once, along with, by the way, an SRH-320A, tri-band antenna and a Batteries of America 3600 ampere hour battery, or milliampere hour battery, sorry. So yeah, I gave away about $500 worth of radio. The good news is the HT I paid about $200 for used, but everything else was brand new, so I gave away about $350 worth of goodies. I'm not happy with myself. I did that back in December. It was pretty dumb. But this was because I used an inexpensive connector on my son's radio, and shame on me. Alrighty. Anybody else with ideas, please call KTBAR. that Al? Somebody was in there really, really noisy. Was that Kelly, maybe?
How did you guess?
Well, all I got was a partial thing to the point where I couldn't tell if it was male or female. All I heard was, what did I hear? Not much of anything. So I kind of guessed it was either you or Al because your signals are usually not wonderful. But the how'd you guess remark worked really well. So what's up, Kelly?
I always have to get in there really fast because someone's always on top of me. But my suggestion is a big, strong magnet.
The center conductor's brass. Ain't gonna work.
Okay, strike that.
Try a special magnet.
Okay, what are special magnets? Is that like... you know, never mind, there's a joke in there. I'm not going there. What's a special magnet, Charlie?
No, I'm joking. We kind of run across the same thing at work with, actually today, my friend dropped a pin, a wire pin in the floor, and he goes, oh, I don't know, I'll get a magnet. And I told him, why don't you go get a special magnet, because you're not going to pick it up with anything.
Well, okay, this comes under the dumber than dirt category, huh?
No, not exactly. It's just a coincidence, I guess. But the same thing applies across the board. Yeah, it's usually brass. Anything you drop or get stuck is not magnetic.
Yes. All right. Any other questions for the net? Then I have another one if no one does.
This is KC2SST again. If you get a strong enough magnet, almost all metals will be magnetic, except I really doubt you're going to find a hospital willing to let you borrow their MRI machine to, you know, extract a pin from your connector.
K2KCL repeater.
Yeah, but Chuck, I have this vision here, okay? The vision goes something like this. The pin flies out after half the components come off the board.
You only asked about solving one problem. You didn't ask about creating, you know, 4 dozen other ones. But, no, it really wouldn't work very well. I think probably you'd have to end up replacing that connector, which is kind of unfortunate because they sometimes are a pain. But, next time, instead of using just the adapter, try a small piece of coax in between a regular BNC connector and SMA connector. That's what I use for wireless internet connections. I have a small lead from the SMA connector to N-type connector, which seems to work well and not result in, you know, not broken connectors, which is always a good thing.
Or use adapters with really firm shoulders to come down over the SMA male collet so that they're supported. Or, better yet, like the base of the SRH320A diamond HT antenna, you know, the collet is the sleeve of the connector, if you will, and therefore there's a big firm stout shoulder that doesn't rock by definition. But anyway. It's a good point. Flexible cables are one option, just not on top of an HT. And by the way, I do the same thing for my wireless stuff as well. Although it's a little different, since the input side of an amplifier in the wireless world is an RP connector, and since most bulkhead connectors coming out of things like computers and things like that are also female, what you do is you use a pin to connect the two connectors together, and you use a flexible piece of UT111 center conductor to do that, and that provides a male plugging in device on both ends, if you will.
Very good, but my wireless amplifier happened to come with SMA connectors. So all I needed was a very simple SMA to N cable, and that works out well for me.
Okay, the Hawking amplifier I have uses a uses RPs on the input side. So anyway, so who else had a question? Somebody doubled with you at that point. This is K2BAR.
KXV with a question.
Yes, sir. How are you, Vinny?
Good. I hope this isn't too far off the point, but I'm just wondering, what is the impedance of the microphone and the headphone of the typical three-prong plug that you would find on a cell phone, and is there any match to what we would find on headphone and microphone on some HT headsets? How's that for a question?
That's actually a really good question, and I saw something just yesterday. If you go on YouTube and K7 Alpha Golf Echo, Kilo 7 Alpha Golf Echo, and look up, just query K7AGE space Bluetooth, you'll get a very nice treatment. But the impedance is fine. People have used it. People have used them with a variety of radios. And while they go over the Bluetooth one, the principles are the same, and the impedances are the same. On the 2.5 millimeter jack, the stereo plug, if you will, that's found on a typical cell phone headset, the tip is the microphone. The ring is the headset, and the sleeve is the ground. So they will interface very nicely with even a 756 Pro 3 or any number of radios like that directly, because the receive audio is there as well. So on the connector. So he actually showed one guy had built an 8-pin microphone adapter to. 2.5 mil adapter to do just that.
Roger, no, that's good information. The other question, sidebar, is on these cell phones, on that tip, do they put any DC voltage for an electret on a cell phone?
I don't know, but it didn't appear to be so.
Roger, yeah, my problem is I go through all these headsets, and I noticed lately that Radio Shack is no longer selling these wired 2.5 millimeter headsets for cell phones that basically all go into Bluetooth, so they're like going away, and I kind of missed the time to stock up on them.
I went through that same thing. Verizon sells them in their shops and their kiosks.
Roger, remember Plantronics was making some of these wired phones for POTS lines that had some great headsets, and the Radio Shack was selling them, and then, of course, Radio Shack stopped selling them, and now they're $249, which no one would ever buy at Plantronics. I'm looking for a workaround there.
I thought Radio Shack only sold cell phones.
Yeah. As a practical matter, Vinny, you can, Plantronics does sell their stuff around, Motorola does too, what else, I can't remember that one funky name, I just can't think of the name of the company that, it's one of those trendy, new agey sounding companies, I just can't think of the name of the company, but they make a lot of that headset, Bluetooth-y, wired stuff. Jabra? Yeah, Jabra, thank you. Good evening.
Roger, no, thanks for all the suggestions. Got it. As you know, no one's making really wired telephones anymore, followed by headsets. I was just wondering. I think that's good advice. I have a hard time soldering up any of the male or females on those 2.5-millimeter plugs and sockets because they're so small.
Ah, solution.
Go.
Yeah, I was just leaving a breath there for a second. All right. The solution to that is get pre-made cables, adapters, and then wire them into the more comfortable things on the other side. In fact, I have such a beast right here that I bought special for the purpose. It's got 2.5 mil on one side and 3.5 on the other.
Roger. Now that's good. That's a good idea. The I've been trying to take apart old headsets, and you know they've got this really, really thin filament type of wire with a shield, if you know what I mean. It's very difficult to solder and very difficult to get your hands around without a microscope.
Ah, but I did the ultimate in lazy. You buy the 2.5 mil, the 3.5 mil, if you will, the sub-miniature stereo to miniature stereo. Then you get yourself a stereo female-female. Then you get yourself, this is really decadent, guys, you bear with me. Then you get yourself a, what do you call it, a miniature stereo plug it on the other side of the adapter, and go out to two phono connectors or pigtails on the other end. Now you can do anything you want.
Roger, that's too good. Remember Monty Hall? You must have been the kind of guy that when Monty had you stand up, you had everything in your pockets, right? And you won.
Did you ever look at my right hip when we met? Did you look at that carefully?
Oh, is it one of those infinite things that everything is in there?
No, I don't carry a purse. No, I have a pouch that has my cell phone in it, and of course, I'm a Luddite, so I have a, what do I have? I don't even know what kind of cell phone I have. Some sort of Motorola semi-rugged 300 series, the son of the 360, whatever it is now. But it's the most rugged thing that AT&T sells these days from Motorola. And then I have my Leatherman Super Tool. I have a 4-cell flashlight. I have often a pen and a pencil in there. Sometimes a knife sharpener, one of those little diamond sharpener jobbies. A piece of one of those hot spark things with the magnesium bar underneath it, so you can get shavings. That's what you use your file for out of your knife, so you can make fire. There's a compass in there. Emergency whistle, and I think there might be a Ziploc bag with like four Band-Aids in it or something, like a mini Ziploc, one of those half Ziploc bags with four Band-Aids in it. That's typically what's on my right hip. Sorry.
K2G.
It's not right now, by the way. You know that be prepared thing? I'm just curious. Let me ask a question here. I'm going to call a roll call. The question of the roll call is, were you ever a scout, or were you ever a scout leader? That is the question. So you can say scout, scouter, or you can use the word both if you want to use that. So, KC2SST, this is like a loaded question, K2BAR.
Well, you've known me long enough to know that I've been a scout, am an Eagle Scout, camp staff member, adult staff member, and now, and of course, an assistant scoutmaster.
Okay, but you can't follow directions. It's either scout, scouter, or both. That's all I care about. All right. Very good. Thank you, Chuck. That's funny. W2 Victor, Victor, Victor.
I am an Eagle Scout, and was never an adult leader, just a senior patrol leader.
Okay, that was loaded. I'm just going down the road, the road here, right? W2 DTA.
Yes and no.
Hey, KO2, okay. I know he's a parent of his, because I'm Cub Scouts, I know that much. KC2SAV. He's an Eagle Scout. I already know this. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I was an Eagle Scout and an Assistant Scoutmaster.
KC2PYV. Assistant Scoutmaster. You guys are proving my theory. KC2K X-ray.
No and no. On the other side of the bell curve.
I'm sorry, I'll answer mine now. And the answer was I was a Cub Scout, which almost doesn't count. Now I'm a Scout leader, so it's like no and yes. KC2SIL, Katie?
Katie is not listening, but I don't think she was ever in Scouts.
K2DSL?
She was an explorer, though.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay, K2DSL? KC2SKL?
I was a Girl Scout.
That matters. Okay, good. Thank you, Kelly. And 2OEL?
And 2OEL was a Star Scout, but never a leader.
First class and above are permanent ranks. You can say you are a Star Scout anyway. Very good. NS2K. I happen to know he was a Scout. I don't know what rank. At least Star, if I recall. N3CRT, another loaded question.
I'm an Eagle Scout, and I was an Assistant Scoutmaster.
Very good. AB2BE.
I was an Indian Scout, double feather.
Cool. KC2AWX.
I was a forward observer for artillery in the U.S. Marines and a sergeant in communications. But a Boy Scout, no way.
Yeah, what you didn't say is that you were a sergeant in the Israeli Army after being a U.S. Marine, but okay. Very fine. I think I got through everybody, and as I said, I was a Cub Scout for a year, and now I'm a Scout leader. Okay, that's a pretty amazing bell-shaped curve there, guys. It's more like, you know, it's more like the poster child, you know, ideal, you know, model for a ham group. Because even those of you who were not Scouts, amazingly comparable expertise or experiences. So that's kind of amazing. So this be prepared thing, which I think was the whole point of my, you know, diatribe in response to Vinny's question, that makes us a highly desirable population because we are by definition problem solvers. We are more capable in many ways than the average walking around drone in society. So that's pretty cool. And the mere fact that you check in here and, you know, just want to bring questions and you're willing to ask a question or answer a question and listen to other people's questions and answers, that's huge. That's absolutely huge. All right, anything else for the net? Please call K2BAR.
This is WG2. I'm also listening, Gordon. I'm also a Scout leader. I'm the Scout leader of the largest venture crew in the council, and I'm also the rifle and shooting sports director at Camp Novi Bosco, plus dozens of other things I do all year long. So, yeah, you're right. We have a lot of Scouts here and a lot of Scouts in ham radio. So back to net.
Yeah, that was amazing. I mean, we had five Eagle Scouts. Charlie, Chuck, Tim, Al, 4. That's what we know about. That's pretty cool. On top of that, an amazing number of other Scouts and Scout leaders. Very, very cool. Alrighty. Do we have anything else for the net? Please call K2BAR.
2BAR, this is KC2SST. First of all, that be prepared definitely stays with you a long time. You know, once you get into that mindset, it's hard to stop carrying tools and stop thinking about solving problems. The other thing I have for everyone is a new website that I saw today on QRZ.com. It's a ham radio search engine. It's CQOOGLE, so CQGLE.com. Unfortunately, they're currently down for maintenance, but it looks like it might be interesting. K2BAR, this is KC2SST.
We actually use the name cqgoogle.com.
It's C-Q-O-O-G-L-E. So we placed the G in Google with CQ, and there you have it.
Now, that's how they made sure they didn't get sued. I got it. I think I'd rather have IBM's lawyers or AT&T's lawyers chasing me, or even Microsoft's lawyers than Google. So it's CQ Google.
CQGle,
yeah, what you said. Oh, this is funny. We couldn't find it on the web. It went off to Google, and they said, "Did you mean Google?" Okay, there we go. It seems to be back. Oh no, now they're doing site upgrades. Before, a second ago, they couldn't find it. The ham radio search engine. Oh, that's great. Gotta love it. Well, thank you, Chuck. That's a good tip. Okay, N3CRT, do you want to say something about the website?
Okay, this is N3CRT, the Baron TechNet website. I didn't take any notes this evening, but if you want to punch something together, feel free to paste it up there. Our Baratechnet website is baratechnet.ning.com, baratechnet.novemberindianovembergolf.com, baratechnet, all one word, .ning.com. So go check it out, sign up, and post some stuff up there.
Yeah, you do have to be approved to join it, but approval is virtually automatic by virtually anybody with a pulse. Okay, well, on that note, there are no other announcements for the net. I do want to point out that one more time that the fun and games of the Barra auction are going to take place on Sunday, 1 p.m. for bidders and 12 o'clock for people who have gear to auction off at the Westwood High School in Washington Township on Ridgewood Road. There will be a nominal talk in on 7-9. I remember last year, Tony came running up to me and says, "You have an HT?" I said, he said, "Yeah, put it on 7-9, listen there." So I'll do that again this year just because. But we hope to see you there. Bring money. The club only takes 10% up to the first $100. So it's actually the maximum money the club's going to take from you is $10. Bring cool stuff. It's a wonderful thing. I'm looking forward to it. I'm bringing my money, and we'll see what is interesting and appealing. If there are no other announcements for the net, we'll secure in a moment. Any other questions, comments, confusions for the net, please call K2BAR.
K2GCL, repeater.
Okie doke. Well, I'm glad you all could be here tonight. We had an outstanding check-in list. The net would like to thank KC2SST and welcome Chuck, WG2Y, W2VVV, W2DTAK, O2OK, KC2SAV, KC2PYV, KC2KXV, KC2SIL, K2DSL, KC2SKL, N2OEL, NS2K, N3CRT, AB2BE, KC2AWX, and yours truly, W2TTT. For K2BAR, signing clear and thanking you and returning the repeater to normal amateur use.